Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And it's called All That Jazz Now. Oh, man. And I do mean right now. So we got some great music for you, man. Pulled out some Cindy Bradley. You know, she's one of my new favorite artists. And Cindy can cut. And I was telling a friend of mine about this movie called Hombre. And the lady asked him, why should we follow you? And he said, because I can cut it, lady. I can cut it. And when Don S. McClure says you can cut it, lady. You can cut it. Oh, man. I know that's a corny one. Hey, if you want to get into the show from all over the place, even Minnesota, wherever the heck you are, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the website and get into the show. Well, actually get into the show. Or you can go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. I kid you not. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on the show. We only got another more minute before we need to get started at 7:07. It's going to be like a, do they still make the jet airlines 7:07? If not, we still got 7:07. I don't care what you say. Man, today was a good day, good day, good day. I thought I was in a motion picture movie. Because when I say it's a good day, I was hanging with some millionaires last night. And they were like, man, Don, we like this new Crystal Catherine magic. KK. I said, okay, because she's going to get on Dora the Explorer. She's going to get on Hannah Montana. Anybody. Hoopalaka, if they got them out there. Do they have a girl down named Hoopalaka? Anyway, listen, we do have a great show for you tonight. So we're going to get started. All I Need to Get By, that's a track that we're going to play. And when I come back, we got some more bad jazz for you. And when I say they can cut, they can cut. We'll be right back. Man, what a heck of a way to start the show on a Wednesday when people are running out to go to church. I was talking to a friend of mine in Nashville, and she said, "Yeah, Dad, I'm going to church, but I'm gonna have my headset on, my little earbud, so when the preacher preach, I can hear him, and I can hear you." I say, "Oh, that's so nice." And I said, the preacher gonna say, "Nah, y'all listen. Don't be playing the Don S. McClure music up in this church today, because it disturbs the soul and the spirit. He's a demonologist." I say, "A demonologist?" He said, "Yeah, because you're playing jazz on a Wednesday." I said, "Well, should I play it on a Thursday?" He said, "Yeah, that'd be all right." I said, "What about Tuesday?" "Yeah, that'll be all right." I said, "What about Wednesday at 4 in the morning?" "Oh, yeah, because I listen to you." I said, "What?" Even the preachers listen to me. They sneak off in the pulpit. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Peter White and Edge Groove. "Rain Down on Me, Please."
Thank you.
Does that sound good? Dum bum bum. Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. Oh, man. Hey, I did a meal today. Some tuna. Some A-H-I tuna. I mean, great. Then I did the spinach. The spinach. Mwah. Yes, I got a little Italian in me, and I cooked the spinach. And I smoked the macaroni and cheese. All I need is a good glass of wine. Oh, but I didn't have it yet, but I'm going to have it. But I was chewing the macaroni and cheese and the tuna so hard, and my finger had a piece of the tuna, and I bit my finger and didn't know it, and I was crunching down, and I said, this got a little spicy taste to it. I wonder what it is. And then I looked over, and my finger was bleeding. I said, oh, Lord, that's not sauce. That's my blood. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But it was so good, I would have slapped your grandmama and your great-great and your great-grandma and your great-great. It was just that good. I can't say I slap your mama, I get in trouble for that. Hey, you listening to the Don Ezra Clue Show. I'm going to play this track, and you guess who this is, because she can cut. Nothing has ever felt like this.
I know that I'm the only man you has ever meant. The whole world.
The whole,
sitting there at the dinner table, at the jazz dinner table, candles low, singing, nothing has ever felt like this before. Oh, man, we're cutting it tonight. It's 7:30 already. We got to take a quick break. I come back. Man, we got some more dangerous music for you on the Don S. McClure Show.
In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us. No matter where we live or work, a delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that costs her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on amazon.com.
And we're back. And yes, we are getting into the stages of where we're going to be pushing to get every dime, every dollar to produce the next upcoming project. And I'm telling you, we're going to be pushing hard. So get ready for the emails and the texts and the phone calls, because you got to help out. So dig in them pockets deep, because we're going to make it hot and heavy. But a promotion industry, we're going to conquer. And we're going to survive. And we're going to do it. Hey, I like that. Oh, man. Hey, let me get to this next track featuring our featured artist, Cindy Bradley. She had a track called Could It Be You in 2014. And man, she knocked the socks off people. Just knocked their socks off. And that was Cindy Bradley. And that was called Could It Be You? Could it be? Could it be you? Could it be me? Well, you got some corny jokes. Hey, we're going to jump into my man, Boss Skaggs. Low down. And Boss is the man. Boss Skaggs. 737. We're moving the show right along, and man, I'm telling you, that food was so good. I mean, I love tuna, I love shark, I love salmon. I just love it. And it's healthy for you. I just turn into a demon when I eat it. Oh, so good. My shirt is busting open. I feel like the Hulk. I just don't have his muscles.
Baby's out running round, hanging with the crowds, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought her this and that, how much you spent. I swear she must believe it's all I haven't said. Hey now, better bring that woman round to the sad old truth, the dirty low down. I wonder who taught her how to talk like that now. Boy. Give me that big idea, yeah. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on your love light, turn up maybe 2 years. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess, yeah. You better come on back to town. It's a sad, sad truth, a dirty lowdown. Who does that business in the head now? Got to be that cold. This doggy dog is just as short as getting old. You gotta have a Jones for this, Jones for that. Running with the Joneses now just ain't West Side. No. You better get on back around to the sad, sad truth. The day rolled down, down.
Oh,
you know by now. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And in the audience is Mr. Lowdown himself, Don S. McClure. Give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. Lowdown. Now put your guns back in your wallet. Because he's a lowdown. Oh, man. That was corny. Oh, man. Hey, you listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, man, we're cutting. It's 7:44 already, man. Hey, I got to play this track. Dave Cars. Man, I like me some Dave Cars. You know, he's, Dave's the man. Now, you know what? I'm going to jump to a track that a lot of people don't play. And they've forgotten about Anita Baker. And, you know, she cut this track, and it was really good. And once in a while, I pull it out of the archives. You know, I say, hey, I'm going to play some Anita for these people out here who think that things should always be their way, and they hate when they lose. But sometimes you got to win, sometimes you got to lose. Yeah, sometimes. So I'm going to play Anita on our jazz night because she does sing some jazz. And it's called Sometimes. So look it up because people don't really play it a lot, but it's a track. So let's get it on. Get your pens and papers because sometimes you're going to win.
You feel me.
Sunshine. Oh, man. Anita. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Oh, my God. I might cry all on my computer. That was so touching. It was so on point. That's all I can say, man. Hey, we got a track by a guy that I don't know if you've heard of, but his name is Peter Pearson. He's got a track, A Dream in Your Eyes. Oh, man. They say that this is one of the best smooth jazz pieces out there. Now, just think of the title, A Dream in Your Eyes. Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with this music. It's just too good. It's just too good. All right. And I actually was looking for a Peter White track, and it popped up Peter Pearson. That's Peter Pearson. I'm looking for Peter White. But it turned out it's a good track. Smooth Jazz Wednesday.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Now, that was smooth jazz. Hey, did you know? Now, this for real. I did the promo photographs for Denai Alexander on Smooth Jazz. She was in Chicago, a downtown radio personality. And the studio said, well, who do we get to produce this thing? And I had met Denai. And she said, well, I want Don to do them. And so I called Paul Maynor, who was one of the hot photographers in Chicago. He moved to Atlanta and married my assistant. I can't believe it. They got married and left and moved to Atlanta. Man, deep. But anyway, yeah, I did the promos for Denai Alexander. It was called Lights Out with Denai. She was bad. And I was good. I kid you not, man. But I've done some pretty good things. I got a pretty snazzy career.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Thank you.
rocking now. That says, no one in the world, no one in the world can love me like you do, Donnie. Oh, man. My producer is shaking his head. He's like, nah, your name is not in that song. Okay, all right. Hey, I got to send a shout out to Virginia. They got a new area code, 757. I think that's Virginia Beach. And they're listening in. And I am so thrilled to have the state of Virginia listening in. I'm trying to sound like Winston Churchill. And don't ask me why. It's too much history in my head, man. And people say, "Nah, is your head just full of history?" I say, "Yes, it's driving me crazy." Hey, I'm gonna play this track by our featured artist, Cindy Bradley. This girl can cut, man. I'm telling you, she can play a horn like nobody else. It's called Snatch Grouch. Snack Grouch. Not snatch, but snack. All right. Cindy Bradley, our featured artist for the night on All That Jazz Now. Thank you. is going to be a shout out from my friend who's in the Philippines. Did you know? Right now, it is 9:11 a.m. in the Philippines. They are 12 hours. Are they ahead? Or? Yeah, I think they're ahead, if I can count. But it's 9 a.m. there. And Jam Marillis is listening. She's one of, you know, my best fans, man. And that girl loves some jazz. She loves some music. She's sharp. The Philippines. Oh, man. Friday, I have to do a couple of Philippine tracks for her. The girl is just phenomenal. Our featured artist for tonight is Cindy Bradley. But right now, we're going to jump to a track by Joe Sample and Layla Hathaway. When you were low and you were broke, busted, didn't have no money, no ramen noodles to eat, I helped you out. And now you done got to be a big shot and you forgot all about me. That's how they do. No, man, this is a great track. When you were low and now you up there, just remember who was there for you on the jazz.
Love me so when you're
Hey, I'm going to follow that up with a track called Together Again by Dave Cars. Saturday, I have to be chilled out. That's my spiritual show. where I go, undadaloon. Hey, man. Hey, even the Muslim sisters say, Dad, if you was a Muslim, boy, I'd give you some assalamu alaikum. And they do. They say hello. That's what that means. But boy, man, and I got to send a shout out to Korea. Man, what is this? People are listening all over the goddamn place. It's 8:25. I got to take a quick break and tell y'all who I am. Oh, and get to the website. Get that book. I Love Being a Butterfly. It's a bad book, man. Get it? It's growing. It's going to be a musical. A musical next year. I promise you. So, help my head shrink a little bit. It's not big. Hey, let me play this stuff. First, I'm going to do the promo. I Love Being a Butterfly. And then I'm going to play Donis McClure, the great one in Asia. Don, you are the great one. You are the Obi-Wan.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
and scream, man. And my producer said, Dad, what's wrong with you? I said, oh, it's good. He said, boy, he said, I would call the white jackets for you. I kid you not, man. We were like jamming that. Dum, dum. And I said, oh, that means it's good. It's good. It is good, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track by our featured artist, Cindy Bradley. Cindy Bradley's so bad, it's just goddamn ridiculous. I got so many tracks by her. But I'm going to play Lifted. This girl is bad, man.
Thank you.
And we're back. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only, out of breath, clowning, having a good time. And, man, Dave Cars, Cindy Bradley, Mesa, Peter Pearson. He sounds like one of those British spies. And the Queen said, send for Peter Pearson, who's a 009, not 7. Hi, Peter. Hello, Don. This is Peter Pearson. I'm telling you, they're going to knock on your door and get you with the white jackets. I got to send a shout out to Atlanta. Hey, that's the place to be, I guess. But anyway, had to send a shout out to them. I'm caught between Cindy Bradley, You Don't Know What Love Is, because I done played it before, or Pat Metheny, my theme that I have to play that song. I'm like addicted to it. It's just the song of songs for me, by Pat Metheny. So it's 8:37, so I think I'm going to throw that in there right now. The truth will always be. That means that if the truth is in you, you're going to release it. But the truth will always be. So you gotta let go. Just say, you know what? It's a new me. And the truth is I'm a wild jungle animal. Rawr. Let me play this track, The Truth Will Always Be, and then I'm going to play Sidney Bradley, You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.
did you hear that track? I'm telling you, that's a track and a half. Did you hear it? It was good. It was just there, all on. And man, did you hear when he went up to the top of the mountain and just screamed, the eagles was all up there. And he hollered down, tell the truth. Oh, man, that's a bad track there, man. Oh, I'm out of breath listening to that one, man. You got to listen to the way they play that. Ooh, I got religion in me after that one. I went to the mountain. Ole, Zulama, Zulama. Somebody asked me, dog, what are you on tonight? I said, it's the macaroni and cheese. Hey, let me play this track before I run out of time. Sydney Bradley, our featured artist. What Love? No, I got the wrong title. You don't know what love is. You don't know because you ran it away. And you're just a doopy. That's what my mother used to call me. She, I say, Ma, what's a doopy? She says, you a doopy. Thank you. Man, that's Cindy. Cindy Bradley. Look her up on YouTube. The girl can cut. We got to take a quick break. We got 4 minutes, and I'm getting ready to, man, I got to get a big glass of wine and just gulp it down because I need it. This show was just on fire.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
All right, we're going to play the last song. That's going to kick me on out of here. And we're starting our investor promo program. Yes. $1,200 to be a sponsor of some of the greatest productions coming up. So we're going to be letting you know how that works. 1200. But it's going to be a great investment with a great return. Anita, sing your little sad song before we go off. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes. And I'm going to get me a drink because I need it. I'm just kidding.
Everybody wants to they don't see.